there come a time when Mr. Liddy did present his plan to the Attorney General's Commission?
Yes. In February, I set up an appointment with Mr. Mitchell and John Dean on February 27th at 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
On February?
For the first meeting was February 27th. February 27th, 1971. And we had a meeting in Mr. Mitchell's office at 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Now, who attended that meeting?
Mr. Mitchell, Mr. Dean, Mr. Liddy, and myself.
Prior to the meeting on January 27th, did you know any of the details of the plan that Mr. Liddy was going to present? Can you describe in detail what occurred on January 27th at Mr. Mitchell's office?
Mr. Liddy brought with him a series of charts. They were professionally done charts, so had color, some color on each of the charts. About approximately six charts. Each chart contained a subject matter and was headed by a code word. I cannot recall many of the code words, and what I do recall is gemstone. I think one was called target, but I cannot specifically recall the other code word. Each chart had a listing of certain types of activities within budget. As I recall, there was one chart that furthered up to the activities and the budget total to the $1 million figure that he had mentioned previously.
You believe he was presenting this in the form of a scope and tell operation?
Yes, that's correct.
What was the size of each chart?
Not at all, or approximately, probably the size of the chart that is on the display stand.
Were they on a usable display stand in the Attorney General's office?
Yes.
Do you have any idea where these charts were prepared or repaired?
No, I do not.
You say that the charts dealt with various projects and they approached you. Could you give us your best recollection of what some of these projects were?
There was, of course, the projects including wiretapping, electronic surveillance, and photography. There were projects relating to the abduction of individuals, particularly members of radical groups, and we were concerned about the convention in San Diego. Mr. Liddy had a plan where the leaders would be abducted and detained in a place like Mexico, and that they would then be returned to this country at the end of the convention. He had another plan which would used women as agents to work with members of the Democratic National Committee and at their convention here in Washington, and hopefully through their efforts they would obtain information from them.
Regard to the use of the government agents, did this involve the use of the Yahoo Man?
He envisioned writing the Yahoo Man and having it set up to sound and photograph.
What was women do to do that?
I really don't estimate, but
there's some questions to that, but
well, so that it would indicate that they would have been that. I think you could consider that.
Do you recall any driver of the U.S. Navy on any driver of the U.S. Navy?
I don't specifically recall that.
Now, what was the total budget that you presented at this meeting?
Approximately $1 million.
How long did Mr. Davis' presentation take?
Approximately 30 minutes.
It's good. What was Mr. Mitchell's reaction, Mr. Dean's reaction, your own reaction when you heard this presentation?
I think all three of us would recall, despite the size of the project, was something at least in my mind was not confusing. I don't think it was in Mr. Mitchell's mind or Mr. Dean's. I can't comment on their state of mind at that time. Mr. Mitchell, in an understated way, which was his method of dealing with difficult problems like this, indicated that this was not an acceptable He indicated that he needs to go back to the drawing board and come up with a more realistic plan.
So it would be true that maybe at least let that meeting go down to the discovery.
I would say he was discouraged, but he was given a right to come up with a more reasonable plan.
Did you have any discussions
with the lady after the meeting? Yes, he met with John Lee and I on our way back to the committee and indicated that he was disturbed because he had assumed that everyone would have accepted this project at face value. We indicated that certain of these things were inappropriate and that he would have to redo them and come back at a later date.
Did you make any report of the meeting?
Yes, I made a report to Mr. Scott at the White House. I don't recall at that meeting whether Mr. Lindy had these plans put into F-11 size to hand out. If he had, I would have sent those over to Mr. Strong. I do remember discussing it. I don't recall in this meeting whether we had the working papers, and so I can't recall specifically. I think I just on the phone discussed the general nature of these proposals.
Was this telephone conversation with Mr. Strong, which was just before the general nature of the study, consistent with your general reporting to Mr. Strong, that you did from time to time, to get the right answer?
Yes. Everything that I did at the committee, everything that we did, was staffed to Mr. Strong so that he could alert other officials at the White House as to our activities.
Was there a second meeting